If you heard a gasp out there somewhere today, that was probably Michigan's city and county clerks breathing a huge sigh of relief. State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey has changed course on a bill offering aid to the clerks. As we've heard on the show in recent weeks, Michigan's election reforms allowing absentee voting on demand for anyone this year have given a way to a lot more early ballots than usual. Our Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta has been following this issue in the legislature and joins us now. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
So the bill in question came from State Senator Ruth Johnson. She's a Republican.
Yep.
And has served as a clerk in her earlier life. And the bill that she proposed would do several things, including allowing clerks to prepare absentee ballots for counting. So they're not verifying signatures and ripping open the envelopes on election night, just counting votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I remember
they're just ready to be processed, to be put into the, they can be taken out of the envelopes, put into the machine and counted. Yeah.
But they'd still be counted in the usual way. Now, last I remember, Mike Shirkey had said he thought the changes she was proposing would not be worth what he called the security risk.
Right.
What changed?
Well, if I could be permitted a weather-related metaphor, there's been a bit of a thaw. Now, it's not all the way there, just that Mike Shirkey went from I am opposed to I'm willing to look at it. And like you said, what changed? What changed is that in the Senate Republican caucus is Ruth Johnson, like you just said, not only a former county clerk, Oakland County, one of the biggest voting jurisdictions in the state, but also the former Michigan Secretary of State, the person who is in charge of overseeing elections statewide. So she's got some clout, some experience in this, and her voice is being heard in the Republican caucus, the majority caucus in the Senate.
Did Shirkey say anything about why in particular he changed his mind, whether it was Ruth Johnson's personage or external factors?
He explained it primarily as Ruth Johnson being heard, but we're all aware that there has been an outcry, especially after recent experience in Iowa, that this could linger on for a long time and that would look very bad, and it could look very bad if Senate Republicans were seen as standing in the way of administering elections, not just fairly, but efficiently.
If folks hadn't heard prior conversations that we've had about this, again, the concern is if the count takes a lot longer than usual, which if you have thousands and thousands of extra absentee ballots, it may very well do, that it's just going to be for days before we actually know results. What happens next?
And we do have thousands and thousands of extra ballots already coming in because Michigan has changed its laws, the result of a ballot drive, a petition drive, to make it easier for people to vote absentee. And we're finding that they are. And so what happens next? Well, we're not all the way there, that Mike Shirkey has gone from absolutely opposed to willing to consider it. And so, the talks will continue. And he has also said, though, that even if the law does change, it doesn't necessarily have to change before the March 10th primary.
Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. Rick, thanks so much. I'm sure we'll be back at you about this.
Always a pleasure.